105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy, and today I'm in Islington at the exhibition for the Sperm Lifeboat, which is very interesting. And I'm joined by Jen, who is the chairperson for Skills. Maybe you can explain to us what Skills means first.
Right, it stands for the Spurn, Kilnsea and Islington Area Local Studies Group. And we've been going about 4 or 5 years now, and this is our fourth exhibition.
Oh, really? And explain to us what Skills does for the community or for people in this area.
Well, we're a group of about 20 people. We've done a lot of research projects. We've published 3 books. We have regular meetings and we have outings. We're always looking for new members. We have a website, and the website is www.skills.co.uk.
Oh, that's interesting, and I think most of our listeners might have heard about it. But, I mean, explain to us what is the exhibition about today?
Right, okay. Sperm Lifeboat was established 200 years ago. And we think that's an incredible achievement, so we wanted to commemorate it in some way with an exhibition. One of our members, called Mike Welton, has done most of the work. He's got a fantastic array of photographs about the Sperm Lifeboat, and he's also borrowed them and copied them. And so we've got hundreds of photographs on display. We've also got 2 models. We've got a model of a lifeboat, a model of the old Islington lifeboat house, and we've also produced 2 books to sort of, at the same time as the exhibition. One's called Memories of Sperm, and another one about Islington Lifeboat.
Today, I just arrived at the exhibition, but it's already on for a few hours. Did you have many people popping in to see what's about?
Oh, absolutely. We had a grand opening at 11 o'clock, and that was opened by Dave Steenborden, who is the present Superintendent Coxswain of Sperm Lifeboat. And then we had live music. We had a song specially written for the occasion by Andrew Wells of Kilnsea, who I think quite a lot of Seaside Radio people might have heard of. And then another one performed by John Law, who's quite a well-known folk singer. And then Andrew Wells is coming back tomorrow, and he's also going to be singing. So these songs have been specially written for the 200-year anniversary.
And in the small room that you mentioned, there is a huge big screen, and it shows a film which is at least 20 years ago. Where did you get that footage from?
Yes, well, I'm not quite sure. Mike Welton's had it for a long time. He's got a fantastic collection. And that was a BBC series. I think it was BBC, and it was over 6 weeks. And the crew were sort of with the lifeboat, and they went out with them. And it's worth coming to the exhibition just to see that, actually. But you'd have to spend quite a bit of time on that. But there's very comfy chairs.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. And, I mean, it's a 200-year anniversary, and I'm sure after that exhibition you won't stop that. Are there any further plans already that you can talk about?
Well, we've got a photographic exhibition at the end of October. And what we're doing is we're asking people to send in entries that relate to the area. That's we regard our area as South Holderness, as sort of finishing at Withernsea in the north and Heddon in the south, for the purposes of this exhibition anyway.
Okay, and for all our listeners who just tuned in, what is the website again?
The website is www.skeals, that's skeals.co.uk. And we've got masses of material on there. We've got articles, gallery, photographic gallery, all sorts of things. So it's well worth looking at our website if you can.
Thank you very much for joining me today. It was absolutely interesting. I will go inside again to see what's all about. And thank you very much for joining me today. This was Dorothy for 105.3 Seaside FM.